It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It's another edition of Let's Talk as we start off another work week together. Monday morning, hour number one, and as we mentioned, we've got some special guests joining us in studio and on the telephone this morning. We're multitasking. Joining us in studio, it is our pleasure to have with us the Honorable Mayor of Port Carbon, Mr. Jim McBreen. Mayor, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay-Z, and thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in, because we're talking 250th in our area, and you're a big part of this, as is our guest joining us on the telephone. Let's welcome in the from the Port Carbon Citizens Committee, Scott Crater joins us. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you as well. So we're multitasking. We've got one in studio and one on the phone. So, guys, I don't know which one you guys want to, you know, go first, bat leadoff, as they say.
Oh, well, I tell you,
Mayor,
what.
You go right ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Sure thing. So we're really excited that we have the 4th of July coming. 4th of July is a big deal in Port Carbon, and it has been for a very long time. You know, and pretty much we'd like to share that with visitors all around the county to come visit and see some of the great things that go on and some of the memories that are made.
You guys always do a great job. It's one of my favorites, because you do it on the 4th of July. You do it by the monument. I mean, it's a great backdrop. I mean, just everything about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, you know, even as a kid, I remember, you know, going all the way back to the 80s, you know, I looked forward to going and seeing it. And it's one of the traditions I love about our town.
And fireworks, to me, just make it, especially on the 4th of July. I mean, to me, you can't have the 4th of July without some fireworks, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's a hallmark of what the 4th of July is about. I know there's drone shows out there, and I like them, and they're really cool. But I have to have fireworks.
See, and you're right. Those drone shows are cool, but I'm old-fashioned. I'm old school. I like fireworks, like you said. That, to me, nothing says, you know, 4th of July, Independence Day, like fireworks.
Oh, yeah. That and parades as well.
Yes.
Love parades. We're looking forward to our parade as well, but also the Pottsville Parade this Saturday, and we're going to have a float in it for the borough, and we're really excited about it.
And see, I think that's great, and I'm glad that's still around, you know, because I love floats. I think you're so creative, and I can't wait to see some of the folks that, are involved in the floats and what they've entered into it.
Oh, yeah, myself. I'm just as excited. One of the things I really can't wait to see is how each town, their little take on what they're going to do and what represents them. And, you know, because growing up here in Schuylkill County, I love a lot of our communities, and they're all different. They're all special in their own way. And I can't wait to see that on display.
Indeed. So now, Scott Crater, who's on the telephone with us, he's a big part of this. And from what I understand, Scott is definitely on the fireworks end of things. So, Scott, give us a little bit of background. First of all, what's your involvement with this, if you could?
Well, we have a committee that's that puts together actually several events for the day. We started, actually, one of our townspeople, Randy Miske, back in the day, talked about a 5K when they were really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's a good fundraiser, obviously, for the parade and the fireworks. And we're continuing that this year. That's available. There's online registration through Pretzel City. Plus, we have flyers out there. That's an 8 o'clock start. Registration will be open the day of at 7. So we have that, which is a nice event. Then we follow that with the quote-unquote baby parade. That starts at 10. And that, this year, if anybody would like to participate throughout the county, they're more than welcome to participate. There's several divisions for the children. And also, other organizations are welcome to put anything in the parade that they would like. You know, if they want to bring the floats, instead of taking the floats apart, they want to do it the next week on the 4th of July, they're more than happy. They just need to give my wife a call, Denise. I'll give you the number, 570-573-1946. She handles all that registration for the 5K with her group there. You know, obviously, you can't. It takes a village.
Yes.
To pull these things off. And she has that, you know, has she'll take the information and you know, both for the 5K and the parade. There's several divisions for the children. We have walkers, riders, you know, they ride their bikes, motorized, and then of course the float division as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we regroup, and then it's time for the fireworks. This year we have a sponsor who's kind enough to actually pay for the grand finale, which is going to be quite the show. He's doing it in memory of his mother, and we're hopefully this show this year. Obviously it's more expensive than we have in previous years, but hopefully it'll conclude the night in the proper way.
And, you know, Scott, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one thing, you know, and we've talked about this with a lot of people. Fireworks are expensive. They're even more expensive now. And a few guys just to continue to do what you guys do and put on a quality display, that's not easy. People show up that night and see the fireworks, but this thing goes year-round with fundraisers and making sure that you're able to, you know, get it off each and every year.
And we can't do it, obviously, without our sponsors. We have great sponsors, various amounts for, you know, for their, not their participation, but their donation. And again, we could not do it without those sponsors. They are the backbone and allow us to put on the show that we can put on.
And, you know, the baby parade, I like to talk a little bit about that. I can remember when you guys first did this and we were talking about it. Now, you've been doing this now for quite some time, and I just think it's a great part.
1947.
Wow. How about that? 1947. Got you.
I haven't been around that long, but I've been in the parade since, well, when I was a child, I was in the parade since 1964.
Wow. And, so, you know, things don't last long. You know, you see things going by the wayside, Scott. And this thing, man, has been going on since then. Again, another tribute to you, volunteers, sponsors, and everybody involved, my friend.
Yeah, it's quite the undertaking, but it's probably the thing that Port Carbon's most remembered for. You know, is this 4th of July celebration? And I guess I would be remiss. I have to put in a little plug for we are selling T-shirts.
Okay.
And challenge coins to help support, you know, defray the cost of the both the parade and the fireworks. It's available. I think, I don't know if Jim has the flyers or not, but the depiction of what we've come up with. There's several obviously historical pieces in Port Carbon. One is, and we all know, Mother Allison, who lost four sons in the Civil War.
Yep.
Then, of course, the first motorized vehicle in the country was bought by Robert Allison of Port Carbon. It was a Winton. And then, of course, the monument that was erected in 1906, because we sent off, per capita, sent off more individuals to the Civil War than anybody else in the Union.
Wow.
So those are some of the, you know, some of the things that are in our town that most people don't know about. So we depicted them both in a challenge coin and on the T-shirt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, if anybody wants to purchase them, the borough website, poorcarbonborough.org, you can go down to the bottom section. There's information on how to purchase those.
What a great way to, you know, get the word out, because I wasn't aware of all of those that you just brought up, Scott. So I'm sure, as you said, a lot of folks weren't aware, but that's good stuff.
I appreciate the the opportunity to talk about our 4th of July celebration.
Well, you know, you're on the Citizens Committee. You're also a council president, so you're a busy guy, and your wife also very busy. You know, because again, as I said, people show up at these events, and that's that. But you're the, you know, behind the scenes, and as we said, getting things ready. I mean, it doesn't just come all together just in that one day. There's a lot of work involved over a long period of time as well.
Oh yeah, it takes. It probably starts in September for the next year.
I believe that, every bit of that. But that's why you guys put on a quality product. I remember a friend of mine saying, you got to come to Port Carbon and see them. They shoot them off by the monument. And, you know, once he told me that, once I was there, I haven't missed, man. I'm always there. It's a great job. And I look forward to this
and
year.
And the pre, as we call it, the pre-fireworks aren't bad either.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, it's the one day. I'll tell you, the people of Port Carbon, they will do that the one day. We don't, you know, fortunately, we don't see that like a week or two ahead of time. But the pre-show is, and I often said, Jay-Z, wouldn't it be something if everybody that has done the pre-show, our show would last probably 4 hours if you had all the pre-shows come up to the monument and put off their fireworks.
I'll bet. That's a fabulous idea, though, Scott. I got rocked last night. Somebody shot one off in the neighborhood, and I thought, what are you doing? So I like the idea of the pre-show, and like you said, keeping it all together like that. That's just great.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So what else is going on, my friend? Because this is a big one, 250, because you've got, you know, like the mayor said, we were talking before we went on the air, you've got what's going on in your fine borough of Port Carbon, but then Pottsville, of course, you know, doing up some big things, and you're going to be a part of that as well.
Yeah. I'm going to put a float in and have a couple vehicles in there and, you know, hopefully depict the, you know, the history of Port Carbon with the what I mentioned earlier.
I think,
I'll put the invitation out. If anybody would like to participate in our parade that has floats or, you know, whatever they're doing, and they're looking for a place to do it again on the 4th, we'll be more than happy to accommodate.
So I think that's great. Me and the mayor were talking. I'm old school, man. I love floats. I think you can do so much with floats and make such a statement. It's good stuff.
Oh, there are some. Every year, it amazes me what they come up with.
Yeah, and this year, of course, a big one because, you know, it's 250. You guys are going to have a big one coming up, as the mayor said, what, next year?
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh.
Yeah, next year, 175.
Wow. That's going to be big. You guys do it up every year, but, man, when you're talking 175, only comes around once, that's going to be a great time.
I was fortunate to be around for the bicentennial as well.
Yes.
So that was neat, you know, 200 and 250.
There you go. Good stuff. So, Scott, I want to thank you for joining us on the program. Anything else you want to add? Because, again, the time is yours. You guys do such a great job putting this together in Port Carbon.
Again, I'll give my wife's phone number out. She'll be more than happy to take any inquiries. Anybody that would like to join us, 570-573-1946.
Awesome. Scott, you guys do a great job, man. I'm looking forward to the event coming up this year. And, of course, next year for the big 175, my friend. We'll be talking with you again down the road, you and the mayor. I can promise you that.
I appreciate it, Jay-Z. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. Appreciate you giving some time this morning. Scott joining us on the telephone. Mayor Jim McBreen, we set this up. As we said, Scott's a huge part of what's going on. And we didn't want to leave him out, so we thought we can work him in on the program as well. But, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. He and his wife, man, do great work. I mean, again, that's the thing. I'm sure he's not one that, you know, talk a lot about himself, but they do. They're a huge part of why things are successful.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, the Citizens Committee, I mean, it's not just the 4th of July. They do Christmas. You know, we do a horse-drawn carriage. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff going on. There's an Easter. They do stuff. It's really a year-round thing.
Now, what's the Citizens Committee, if you can, Mayor? Delve into this, because I think this is a good idea. Just the sound of it on the surface, Citizens Committee, I like that.
Yeah, actually, so. I did some research before I came on the show.
Okay.
And really, it goes back to, like, I think, from what I found, 1915.
Wow.
And it was basically representatives from all these civic groups that were in Port Carbon. They got together, you know, the fire company and, you know, different groups, and they had representatives there. And they decided they wanted to have a 4th of July celebration, and that's kind of like the birth of the Citizens Committee.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, when you're on until you decide, you know, you've had enough, right? I mean, there's no, you know, once you join, you're there, right?
Yeah, it's voluntary and really, and that's one of the things about our borough, and as well as many other boroughs in the county, is really our most valuable resources are people. And
mm-hmm.
it's you know, what they're putting forth, their time, their money, all their efforts into, you know, making a better community.
Absolutely. You guys do a great job with that. We're talking with the mayor, Jim McBreen, mayor of Port Carbon. We're talking about the 4th of July festivities, the big 250th and more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more after these messages right here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here"?
You're wrong. Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
The Phils open a 7-game road trip tonight in our nation's capital. It's game one of a 4-game series with the Washington Nationals. First pitch is set for 6:45.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show, 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
Best of luck to John Koslashak of Branchdale. John is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run Payoff Inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Nationals game. Our payoff inning will be the top of the third. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the top of the third, John will win a delicious 7-inch sub of his choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, it's a delicious hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's. Best of luck to John Koslashak of Branchdale, and best of luck to the Phils.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game, or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
Dad! Dad! We've got a problem!
What's wrong now?
It's spring! The snow's gone! The salt trucks are gone! The groundhog punched out for the year!
Your point?
Why are you putting all Carhartt clothing in stock on sale for 20% off? Isn't Carhartt just for winter?
Josh, have you been living in a heated garage?
Well, no.
Carhartt makes summer clothes, too.
Right now at DeWald and Langle, save 20% off all Carhartt clothing in stock.
Carhartt shorts.
Shorts?
T-shirts.
T-shirts?
Polos.
Polos?
And UV Defender shirts.
Wait, Carhartt protects you from the sun now?
Last I checked, the sun works overtime in the summer.
Whether you're working outside, mowing the lawn, fishing, grilling, building a deck, or just looking good while pretending to work, save 20% on all Carhartt clothing in stock, including shorts, t-shirts, polos, and UV Defender apparel. DeWald and Langle, 1 mile west of the 183-443 intersection, Friedensburg.
I feel like I've learned something today.
That's a first.
This is Moving America. Here's Jake Novak.
When is bad news good news? When it's less bad than it has been recently. We just learned that the new EV registrations fell 9.8% in April compared to last April. But that was the smallest decline so far this year, and that's, of course, mostly because of this spring's spike in gas prices. Yes, it's still a decline, but at this time last year, EV sales were getting a boost from buyers rushing to lock in that federal tax credit that was expiring in September 2025. But here's the thing. Gas prices are going down again now, and it's debatable if this recovery for EVs will really last. That's okay for the car dealerships, though. They really aren't expecting a sustained wave in EV buying, but they are hoping for just enough to clear out a lot of older inventory. And used EVs, including Teslas, remain some of the best values out there. Happy shopping. With Moving America, I'm Jake Novak.
This is Moving America.
Summer skies across our listening area will soon be lighting up with colorful fireworks displays as communities celebrate Independence Day and other events. Here's a list of fireworks displays in our area as compiled by our good friends at Scoop News. Right here in the city of Pottsville on Friday, June 26th. Also Friday, June 26th in Mahanoy City. Minersville on Monday, June 29th. Big Diamond Speedway on Friday, July 3rd. Also in Frackville on Friday, July 3rd. And Heisler's Dairy Bar will have fireworks on Friday, July 3rd and Saturday, July 4th. Fireworks in Port Carbon on Saturday, July 4th. Also in Ringtown on Saturday, July 4th. And fireworks in Schuylkill Haven on Saturday, July 11th. Also in St. Clair on Saturday, July 11th. And finally in Pine Grove on Friday, July 17th. Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Monday. What a great start we've had to this program. Mayor Jim McBreen of Port Carbon is in studio with us. Earlier, we talked to Scott Crater on the telephone from the Port Carbon Citizens Committee, and he and his wife do such a great job spearheading the events in Port Carbon. So it was good to hear from Scott and let people know what's going on. He has me stoked now for that grand finale.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Grand finales are always great with fireworks. And when you get a little tease like that, like Scott gave us, man, I'm anticipating just something fabulous as only you guys can do.
Oh, myself included. And actually, how he was talking about how there was a donor and in honor of his mother. I knew that woman, and she was a great woman. So I'm in honor of her, I'm very excited as well.
Now, interestingly enough, Jim, you're almost, I'd say, like a creature of history. You go back and you were looking things up. You told me what the price was for the very first fireworks. Blew me away. Thank God I was sitting down when I heard that because, man, when you talk about how things are nowadays and how expensive they are, but way back in the day, the first fireworks.
Yep. So I did my research before I came on, and I was looking through they made a book for the 150th anniversary of Port Carbon, and I was looking through. And in 1915, it was $100.
Wow.
Yes.
$100, folks. That probably gets you one bottle rolling, something like that today now.
Yeah, one bottle rocket or something. Yeah,
something
Roman
like
candle.
That. Yes, gosh, because they're so expensive. But, man, you've got sponsors, you've got committees, though. You do it right, Jim, and that's why, like I said, things come off well in Port Carbon. They do.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I like walking around the borough during the day, just seeing everybody out, seeing the picnics, you know, saying hi to everybody, you know, seeing like, kids running around doing stuff that I did as a kid and, you know, seeing visitors from other boroughs. And it's why I'm always shocked when I talk to somebody who's never been. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, well, it feels like everybody in the county's here in Port Carbon on 4th of July. I'm shocked that people don't. But if you've never come to see them, this would be the year to come. And you just got to show up. If you go to Lebinski Playground between 7:30 and 9:30, that's when they're like a lot of people are going to start congregating there, or if you know someone in the borough that's having a picnic, maybe you can get them to invite you to the picnic and, you know, come enjoy some food and festivities and enjoy finish it off with some nice fireworks.
Yeah, do like me, get the invite, man. I've gone back every year since I've gotten the invite. Now, is it dusk like they say, or is there a certain time for them?
Oh, it's at 9:30.
9:30. Yep. See, I like that. Dusk bothers me.
Yes.
Because I'll be sitting there waiting. I'm like, I don't know what dusk is. It looks dark to me now, but I like a time. So
oh, yeah, it's very subjective. Yes. Yeah, your dusk and my dusk might be very different.
Exactly, Jim. Exactly. But 9:30, good stuff. So, folks out there, don't be late.
Yes, and again, if you're looking for information, if, like, for instance, you missed the phone number or the website, again, it's portcarbonborough.org. You can go to there, go down to the posts. There's a press release. It has all the information. It has the phone number for Denise. You can also go to the Firecracker 5K. There's a Facebook site. There's a Port Carbon Borough Facebook site. There's plenty of information out there. If you want to get involved, you want to be in the parade, or you want to come and run the 5K, I know they're accepting registrations the day of. So come on out and enjoy the festivities.
That's great. And you know, the committee, you know, we talked about that earlier, the Port Carbon Citizens Committee, you know, everybody working together, that's what it takes.
And that's why you guys, you know, pull it off each and every year. It gets bigger and better. And this year I would suspect with 250, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're expecting. It should be a pretty wild, hopefully a good wild, not a bad wild.
Yes.
time.
There's different wilds out there, like you said, Jim, and we're hoping that this is, you know, the good wild. I'm sure it will be.
Yes, everybody enjoy, be safe. We all leave the borough the way we came in, or we all, you know, go to sleep the way that we woke up. We all want to have fun and enjoy it, but we all also want to be as safe as possible.
And, you know, this is the best way to do it, because I've always said this to the people out there. These people that be shooting them off, these amateurs. No, go see a professional display. There's so many in our area, and we have the fireworks list now and the promo up and running. So there's no reason why you can't go to Port Carbon or surrounding neighborhoods to see them done in a professional way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, you go to those areas and you know, before you get there, you go to some of those businesses, give those local business owners, give them some attention, go there and, you know, grab a slice of pizza from a local pizza shop or go get a coffee from a local coffee shop, you know, and that's important. We have to keep those small businesses alive within our community as well. So you get to see the fireworks, but it's also to bring people in and hopefully enjoy some of the amenities of the borough.
And that's a great point, Jim, because it's these, mom and pop stores or small businesses, the ones each and every year that you rely on to help, bring the fireworks to the community, but, bring Little League or what have you, because it's not the big box. It's those people.
Yes. One of the things, actually, it was because my son played for Pottsville Little League, and it was Gary Brennan, who's the voice of Pottsville Little League, and Gary does a great job. And one of the things that he always says is, he reminds the people, hey, look at those signs out there. You know, those are the people that care about you, that care a lot about this league and the children in this league, and they're donating their time and their money to that league for this to exist.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So this is, like you said, payback. Get there early, as you said, go get a bite to eat or go check out the sponsors out there that, make this possible.
Yes. Or even, like Scott said, walk around and see the local displays. You know, that's also one of the best parts of our town.
I'm dying to see your float, because that's three big events that Port Carbon has been a part of in their history. Mm-hmm. So I like to see how that gets incorporated into. I'm always one that just, finds that kind of stuff fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For our float, we kind of looked back in the history of what made Port Carbon, what put us on the map? Why are we here? We tried to incorporate that. And also a lot of the things that have gone on throughout our history, like Scott pointed out, the first automobile was purchased by a guy from Port Carbon of Winton. And, we tried to include that as well into the design.
Who'd have thought that? You think automobiles and all that, and you're going way back in time in Port Carbon. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, our area, you think, too, cable television. I think, what was it, Born in Tamaqua?
Monte City, Service Electric.
Yeah, Monte City. That's right.
But exactly. I mean, some big things. Exactly. Then, Scott brought the history part of it up with the Civil War and, the amount of people that served. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. And also with the Civil War, I mean, we can't not talk about, Ms. Allison. She lost her sons, four of her sons in the war.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look back, I did not realize that, Port Carbon was steeped in, such history. And I don't think a lot of people do. And that's why I said something like that, having Scott talk about it this morning, or having the folks come out and check things out on the 4th to see all this, man. It's educational as well, but it's fun.
Yes.
Educational. Like, you're looking there and going, wow.
Oh, yeah. And actually, if you really like the historical part, the portion of it, like I said, whereas Scott pointed out, the commemorative merchandise, you get that shirt. It's got a design on the back. It's got all that stuff included. You can get the coins. All those things are on the coin. Get your shirt, wear it with pride around the town. And, also you help contribute money to future events.
I suspect there's going to be a lot of those shirts.
I hope so.
People adorned in those shirts far and wide, I would think, that day.
Oh, I hope so. My wife, actually, I got to get her one. She's been on me about it, and got to make that happen.
And the coins, the shirts, you can incorporate a lot on a shirt, but coins, that's where it's key. I have, the front side and the back side of the coin. So, man, I think you got to be a little more strategic with the coin and, what you're putting on there.
Oh, yeah. And actually, those have been pretty popular. I know a lot of people have been approaching me about, where can I get a coin? I want to, I've sold a couple of the coins myself, and, a lot of people really like the coins.
Exactly. And again, it all goes back for a good cause, funding what people out there enjoy and they show up for in Port Carbon each and every year.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it's one of a kind.
And, you know, I respect you guys because this is a big event in 250 for our country. But, you know, you guys are going to start preparing, I'm sure, down the road when all the smoke and the laser lights clear for your big one that you mentioned that's coming up next year in the in your borough.
Oh, yeah, 175 years. We've already started talking about it. So, you know, we've been throwing around ideas and how best to begin this and what's the best way to kind of maintain it. What are some events we can have? We've come up with some pretty good ideas, and I don't want to unveil any yet.
No, because, no, yeah. That's just the tease, folks. Just the tease. Yes.
Oh yeah, because it'll be a lot of fun. I know in the 150th, some of the things they did, they had a beauty pageant. Okay. I know that included young ladies from Port Carbon and Mechanicsville. I think it was Kathy Corson may have won it. And then they did all kinds of stuff. I know fire hydrants.
Yes.
I just saw a thing today about kids painting fire hydrants, and they were painting the fire hydrants in the borough. Look like Uncle Sam, and
yes,
yeah, it was pretty neat.
And I got to tell you, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jim, because I know neighboring Frackville, and I go through there, has done it. You'd be surprised when you paint a fire hydrant, the difference it makes compared to just seeing the old red or whatever color it might have been. You do it up like an Uncle Sam. One did it up. There was wings on the one I saw and everything. So, I mean, we got some creative people here in our area. We really do.
Oh, yeah. And you look at the local schools and some of the artists that they produce. It's impressive when I see some of that stuff. One of the things I actually – and it's kind of on the same line here is the parking meters in Pottsville. I enjoyed seeing some of those parking meters painted up, especially, and I'm not trying to plug a local business just because I grew up here. I love the Gears Iced Tea one because I love Gears Iced Teas. So, but all of them, I mean, they do great work. A lot of the kids in our area, I mean, you see some of the art and go to the art shows that they have. It's amazing.
I went through the area yesterday, and it was funny because I thought, what are these people sitting on the corner there? But then I looked, they were sitting there, they were painting a fire hydrant. That's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and lovely, too. Like I said, just little things like that just make things pop. And, you know, different boroughs are doing it on the parade route, so, you know, people are going to guarantee to see them as well. So the hard work and the talent that they show off will be seen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and as it should be.
Yes, absolutely. So Jim Breen is our guest in studio, the mayor of Port Carbon. We're talking about the big festivities coming up for the 4th of July, participation in the 250th with Pottsville as well. You guys are going to have a float in the parade. And I know when we had the Schuylkill County Historical Society on, they were hoping that everybody would reach out. I think there's, what did they say, it's like 67 municipalities who are making up Schuylkill County, and hopefully everybody can get involved in one way or another. You guys certainly have tossed your hat in the ring.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, I like getting out there. I like doing that, and so does our committee. We've been, like I said, we had to get together. We organized everything, and we're really excited to present what we've come up with.
And your committee has got to be great because everybody's pulling in the same direction, because you get people on board like that that are all together in the same, you know, mindset. You can really get things done.
Yeah. We have Bill Devers and Heather Maley and Harold Bucky Herndon. We've been working together also with Ben Shuttler of the fire company. And we've really put together, I think, a really great float.
Bucky Herndon, there's a name. He's a loyal listener as well. We talked to Bucky quite a bit on the program as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. Pottsville Crimson Tide football player, of course.
Yep, absolutely. So good folks, and I mean, now they're using their efforts to continue to make Port Carbon great with fireworks on the 4th of July, other events that you guys might have, you know, coming up in the borough as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. And like I said, we'll have to come back on when we get closer to the 175th and kind of just highlight some of the events we have going and some of the places you can go to get that. I know there probably is going to be a Facebook page at one point to kind of get all that information out there.
Oh, yeah, that's always big, people going on the Facebook. But I was going to say, you haven't seen The Last of Us, Mayor, because we want to have you in, you know, maybe a couple times, you know, because that's a big one.
Sure.
So, and as things evolve, keep, you know, people up to date on, you know, what's going on and what they can expect.
Certainly. No, I enjoy coming in. And like I said, I could bring some of my committee members with me and, you know, they can also get involved and kind of explain some of the things that we have going.
And see, that's what I like about Jim McBreen, the mayor of Port Carbon, folks. He always wants to give the other folks out there credit, and I really respect that in people. It was more important for him to get Scott Crater on this program and find a way. And I said, yeah, no problem. We can join us on the telephone. But I would love to have some behind-the-scenes folks join us. Sometimes the issue with that, though, Jim, is they don't want any of that. They want to, you know, keep going the way they're going right now. A lot of times they shy away from the spotlight, as it were. But all we're doing is giving them, you know, the recognition that they deserve.
Oh yeah, yeah. And honestly, no matter who the politician is, everybody that you see out there, there's about 25, 50 people behind them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people behind them propping them up. And you know, our borough is no different. It really, like I'd said previously on the show, is our most valuable resource is the people that we have. And, you know, without them, the borough doesn't work. It just doesn't. Community doesn't work.
And you have some great sponsors as well. You know, I want to go back to that if we can quickly, because, you know, Scott alluded to that when we had him on the program as well. Because, I mean, you can get donations and all, but, you know, as we said, fireworks nowadays, you know, are big money. You know, it's a big investment. And you need sponsors as well as the folks out there that are, you know, contributing as well. And, you know, your businesses, you know, come together as well, and you need that. You really do.
Oh yeah, you know, and just, you know, buying fireworks is no different than other things. The cost just goes up. It goes up for the fireworks. It's going just like it's going up at the grocery store. You know, everything goes up, and the Citizen Committee has to pay for those fireworks, just like people are buying their groceries. Those things go up, and you know, thankfully for our sponsors, we're able to do that.
Indeed. And thankfully for those folks like yours truly, who gets himself down there to you know enjoy the festivities that you guys put on. I appreciate what the sponsors out there do, because you know we always say that too with us. You know, whether it's ball games, what have you, you know, you need the sponsors or else you can't you know bring this stuff to you. So.
Yes, no, 100% agree.
And they do it now, as you said. It doesn't, and let's face it, Jim, too, the other thing is, it doesn't get cheaper, as we said. Every year it just gets more expensive. For whatever the reason might be, it just does. The days of $100 are gone, my friend. I'm still amazed at that, when you brought that 1915, $100.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was quite the event, too. I mean, they had bands. They had the bands out playing. They had choirs singing. They did a reading of the Declaration of Independence. They actually did some races. So I thought the 5K, I thought that was wild when I read about it. They did like bicycle races and 100-yard dash and 250-yard dash. And I was like, so the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, it's pretty wild.
Exactly. And that's all stuff I think is just awesome. And I just think that's great. Yeah, that folks can, you know, do that. We can you can still go somewhere and see that as well. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a place such as Port Carbon and other surrounding communities that just, you know, do it upright. Our guest in studio is the mayor of Port Carbon, Jim McBreen. And, Mayor, you guys do a great job over in Port Carbon. Anything else you want to talk about before we let you go? Because we've been focusing a lot on this, and, you know, it's an event that's coming up, and it's going to be big. But I'm sure there might be some other things going on while we have you.
Oh, sure. Well, like, you know, for instance, one of the things we do have an application in with the DCED for a grant.
Okay.
Miller Playground. Actually, Miller Playground is where our 5K begins and ends.
Okay.
And Miller Playground is an area that we would like to, you know, we do it. We already have a playground there. We'd like to redo that playground into a park. And we actually have a grant in for that to do a master site plan. So we've got some great ideas for that. We have a separate committee that's working on that. Like I said, we're all excited for the parade. And as far as our police, I know I've been working with our chief of police, and we've been we're trying to revamp, you know, try to make the police department more modern. And, you know, I think together we're working very well. We got some great plans.
Police department is always a key to any borough or municipality. So good stuff.
Oh, I agree. And by the way, on my way over here, I was listening to your broadcast, and I had heard that you brought up dad jokes, and I am a dad.
Oh, no. You have a dad joke, don't you?
Yes, I have four children, right? And two of them, my two daughters, Madison and Meredith, and they're very much into the theater. They love going to Broadway. They love performing. So one of the dad jokes I found was, you know, why do we tell actors to break a leg?
Oh, no.
And it's because every play has a cast. So I'll have to dust that one off the next time one of my daughters is in some sort of performance.
I like it. Jim McBreen, our guest in studio, the mayor of Port Carbon. Jim, one more time for the folks out there, the fireworks and the parade. That's why we had you and Scott joining us on the program. So if you can touch on that again for our listeners.
Sure. Again, everything takes place on the 4th of July. You know, Port Carbon has always done the fireworks and such on the 4th of July. So you have the Firecracker 5K Run Walk. That's at Miller Playground, and that will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that is 8 a.m., and there is day of race registration. The parade is at 10 o'clock, and that will go through the borough. And that is it will be staged over where the bridges to Palo Alto and 209 meet.
Okay.
And then at 9:30 is the fireworks, and those fireworks will be shot off at Monument Hill. So you'll see the display from pretty much most of the places in the borough. So there's no one area you have to go to. You can pretty much go anywhere almost in the borough and you would see it.
That is so true. You guys do a great job. Jim, can't thank you enough for joining us on the program here this morning. Want to thank Scott Crater as well from the Port Corbin Citizens Committee as well, joining us on the telephone in our first segment as well. Hey, man, keep up the great work. Port Corbin is a place that's really doing well right now. It's because of guys like you, the committee, and everybody else involved. You're really doing it upright.
Thank you very much. And again, I have to thank all of the people that have really put forth their, put their time and their effort into making the borough the place that it is today.
Indeed. And we want to remind the folks out there, in case you might have come in late on the program this morning, not to worry, because we will have our segment up on the website later on this afternoon. You can check it out. Go to WPPARadio.com, click on the Let's Talk icon, and Jim and Scott's interview will be up there in its entirety. You can listen back to all the details. Jim, can't thank you enough, my friend, and we'll be in touch, and we'll see you for the fireworks, my friend.
Definitely, and thank you for having me, and thank you for everyone for tuning in.